And now it's time to say good morning to Netsi, where we're talking nutrition and nutritional matters. Today, thyroids in particular. Netsi, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And as I mentioned, today talking about thyroid-stimulating hormones, among others. Tell us all about it, because the thyroid is quite an important part of our body's kind of control systems.
Yes, definitely. And I think for us as dietitians, we generally, we get the patient that might suffer from either hyperthyroidism or hypothyroidism. Mm-hmm. And then you can do something with nutrition related to these two diseases. But I thought for all practical purposes, maybe just to explain a little bit the function of the thyroid, and then I will just sort of talk a little bit about hypo and hypothyroidism.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So your thyroid obviously is the gland in front of your neck. And then generally glands in our body will make or release hormones. Mm-hmm. And then obviously a hormone stimulates cells or tissues into action. So when it comes to the thyroid obviously it makes thyroid hormone. So the thyroid hormone basically controls your whole body's chemical system. So if I relate to the chemical system, it basically means your metabolic rate.
Right, right.
And actually, almost every cell in our body needs a little bit of thyroid hormone. So basically, it will be a guide to how fast your body can burn calories, how fast your heart will beat, as well as your body temperature. And if we just look at the two main hormones, they will be called T3 and T4. And generally, when it comes to thyroid stimulating hormone, all of these things is obviously blood test related. So mm-hmm. your general practitioner will generally measure TSH, which is thyroid stimulating hormone, and then obviously T3 and T4. And then one little thing that we need for our thyroid actually to make these hormones is iodine. Mm-hmm. That's also why sometimes you will see that table salt will have a little bit of iodine in, because it's quite essential for our thyroid's function. So if we don't have enough iodine, although these days it's really, really rare that people will not have enough iodine.
Yeah, yeah.
It basically means that your thyroid will not be able to make these thyroid hormones. But then, very interesting, so what controls thyroid hormone is actually the pituitary gland. So the pituitary gland is in our brain, and it's that produces thyroid-stimulating hormone. So this thyroid-stimulating hormone basically tells the thyroid gland how much of this hormone to produce.
Mm.
So if your pituitary gland detects too little hormone in your body, it puts out – so if it detects too little thyroid hormone in your blood, it will put out more thyroid-stimulating hormone.
Okay.
So that will then tell your thyroid how much of the hormone to produce. And then if your pituitary gland detects too little thyroid hormone in your blood, then obviously, again, it will send a signal to tell your thyroid how much of the T3 or T4 to produce.
Mm, mm.
And just to put it a little bit into perspective, this little pituitary gland that I'm talking about, obviously, which is sort of at the base of your brain, it's a pea size.
Mm,
so if I think measurements between 6 and 8 millimeters, that's your pituitary gland size. And this pituitary gland is responsible actually for, there's about 5 hormones that's being produced by your pituitary gland, believe it or not. So number one, obviously, thyroid stimulating hormone that we are talking about. Then also growth hormone that actually will detect how fast you grow or how big you grow.
Sure.
Then there's a hormone that's called ACTH. So that's your adrenocorticotropic hormone.
Mm-hmm.
So that really controls your adrenal gland again,
sure,
which then is responsible for your heart rate, your blood pressure, how your body balances salt and water. Then the fourth one would be prolactin, which is obviously the hormone that enables women to breastfeed. And then there's two other hormones, luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone, that comes from this little pea size.
Good grief.
in your brain. Yes.
So that's like your CPU, you know, that just kind of generally controls everything that happens.
It seems like there's a lot of things happening in that pea-sized gland at the base of your brain.
Sure.
So then the main test that people will generally do to measure thyroid function, obviously it's a blood test. And the main one that they will test for is TSH. So too much TSH, which obviously stands for thyroid stimulating hormone, means that you don't have enough of this hormone, and then lower means you have too much.
Too much.
So it's a little bit odd, but that's how it's measured.
Mm-hmm.
And then just two common diseases. The first one will be hyperthyroidism. So this is when your thyroid is too active. So it means there's more thyroid hormone that your body needs. And this basically will mean practically that all your body functions will happen faster than it's supposed to be. So you can expect things like a faster heart rate, higher blood pressure, maybe some weight loss, obviously a higher level of sweating, feeling warm. Actually, some people might feel nervous, have shaky hands. And then in older people, you can expect things like weakness, maybe confusion, weight loss, a feeling of feeling depressed. So this is all maybe because of too much of thyroid hormone.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's various things that can cause this, and it's obviously medical conditions. And you couldn't say that there's one cause for it all. So there's a thing called Graves' disease, or your thyroid can be inflamed, or there might be growths on your thyroid, or some medicine might even cause hyperthyroidism. So you might take medicine for something else, but then an adverse effect of that would be maybe hyperthyroidism. And generally, like I mentioned, you would measure it with a blood test, and then we treat it with medicine as well. So that's basically how they will treat hyperthyroidism. And then I think from a nutrition point of view, if you are that person that's maybe then underweight, we as dietitians would then sort of look at your meal plan and your lifestyle and try and increase maybe just the energy density of your food to prevent further weight loss. So that's how we would, in a nutshell, treat something like hyperthyroidism. And then hypothyroidism is the exact opposite. So you can expect everything in your body to happen a little bit slower than it's supposed to be. And that's obviously when your thyroid does not make enough of the thyroid hormone.
Okay.
Generally in older women, and it seems like the cause would – so obviously it's something that develops slowly. It's not something that you just one morning you wake up and you've got hypothyroidism. It sort of happens slowly. And again, you need a blood test to confirm it. But one of the main causes is something which they called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And this is actually when your body's immune system mistakenly attacks the thyroid function. So it's sort of like an autoimmune disease, and it's generally related to inflammation. So there's various ways that you can treat inflammation if we look at a diet. And then obviously when your pituitary gland in your brain does not make enough thyroid stimulating hormone, then obviously the thyroid cannot get the signal to produce the hormones that are needed. So that would generally be the causes. And like iodine deficiency can be a cause, but for us these days, not really something that happens, because the majority of foods are, and especially salt, are a little bit supplemented with iodine.
So that's not too much of a risk at this stage.
Yeah, not at all.
Okay.
So if we look at symptoms when it comes to hypothyroidism, you can expect sort of puffy eyes, maybe a puffy face, droopy eyelids. So obviously these symptoms will be people that suffered from hypothyroidism for a very long time and were not necessarily aware of it. Maybe also rough, dry skin. You can expect dry, scaly skin, dry hair, brittle nails. Also, like severe cases, like a hoarse voice, speech. Generally, people are constipated. They get cold very easily. Their heartbeat is much slower. And also, again, the symptoms of confusion, forgetfulness, and depression, which, if you think it's also hyperthyroidism, that there can maybe be, you know, a confusion between the two. And then, obviously, weight gain, because that's what we then get to see is people with hypothyroidism that then battles to lose weight. So they might gain weight easier, or they it's just somebody that says, but it's almost impossible for me to lose weight, even if I eat healthy, even if I exercise. Really difficult for these individuals to actually lose weight. So to treat that would really mean that we would have to look at your diet, your lifestyle. And unfortunately, you have to be very strict and dedicated in able to lose weight in this scenario. And but then luckily for like with the other, there's medicine to treat all of this. It's not impossible to treat. So any of these two scenarios, generally well treated within the medical field. And then obviously these days in terms of nutrition, there's a lot that we can do. So it's I think people shouldn't think if they hear hyper or hypothyroidism, it's a huge problem. Yeah. Yes, we can manage it these days. So, yeah, that's what people need to know regarding a little bit of your thyroid.
And as you say, you know, it's manageable, which means that with the right medication and then followed up with the right diet and everything, you can control the maybe the weight gain or the weight loss for that matter, depending which way it's falling.
Yeah, so generally the symptoms, either side, whether it's hypo or hyperthyroidism, there's ways and means that you can manage that, and that you can, yeah, that you can make sure that you sort of keep your body in a balance with whether it is hyper or hypothyroidism. You can reach a balance at some point.
Right. Yeah, and that's the good news. You know, in other words, it's not a death sentence, or it's not a oh dear, well I'm just going to be overweight for the rest of my life and there's nothing I can do about it. You could work it and control to a large extent.
I think you said an important thing. It's like if people hear the hypothyroidism, I think number one, it's almost like emotionally you maybe will get yourself in a dip because like how on earth can I control this? Oh, I'm just going to gain weight.
Yeah.
All of these negative things. But it's really not the reality. With good medical support and the right medication and obviously maybe going for regular blood tests to see whether your levels are normal or stay normal or whatever, it's definitely manageable.
Right. And that's the operative word. It's manageable. And let's see if somebody wants to reach you and maybe they've got some questions or they want to get onto a program that you can plan for them. How do they get in touch with you?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989 or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great. Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a great week and we'll continue our chat about thyroid-related issues next week.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Unetsi. Cheerio then. That's Unetsi with today's chat all about thyroids and thyroid-stimulating hormones. And this chat will be on our website later on today if you missed details or you just want to re-listen.